So, what does the budget do for jobs? Well, one of the things that the center points out is that it's so important for us to keep in mind that subsidized jobs can be used to help people who haven't been able to find work and need help building skills or work experience. Subsidized jobs help people with these things. Subsidized jobs also have a strong track record of providing an opportunity for people who can't otherwise find a job to work and earn money to meet their basic needs. During the Great Recession, states used funds from the TANF, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, the TANF Emergency Fund, to create 260,000 jobs, which helped low-income parents and youth who couldn't otherwise find jobs gain work experience and earn money that they could use to pay rent and put food on the table. Outside of recessions, subsidized jobs can be used to help people who are unable to find jobs, either because of localized high unemployment or because individual workers have too few skills to obtain employment in their local job market. The president's budget has no specific proposals to create jobs for those who want them but can't find them. How many of you have ever experienced the frustration of truly wanting to work, working hard to find a job? I mean, just continually reworking, redoing your resume, going online to fill out an application here and an application there, knocking on doors, talking with people you know who might be able to help you learn about a possible job opportunity that you're just not aware of. And this went on for months and months and months and months. Do you remember how frustrating that was? Can you imagine? Leaders of America making a decision to make it much harder for people to get a good education so that they can get good jobs. And at the exact same time, making sure that they also make it harder for people to get jobs, period. Interesting that we have so many business leaders saying we're going to have a shortage of workers to fill positions in this field, that field, that industry, this industry, those industries, which means we're going to need more and more workers qualified to fill those positions. And our leaders in Congress, the ones who make the final decisions in Congress and in the White House, are taking positions now to pass policies that will make it harder to have those positions filled. What happens then? Bring more people from other countries to fill those positions and significantly reduce the wages? Have companies taking more of those jobs to the other countries and significantly reducing the wages? And then telling Americans, hey, we got folks in these other countries who will work for this amount, so you need to be willing to accept this much, much lesser amount than you're used to if you want to get hired. We've already faced that situation right here in America. Underinvestment in child care, a critical support for working parents and for those who are trying to enter the labor force. Child care is key to helping parents work when their earnings are too low to afford the high cost of care. There are people who make middle income wages and struggle to pay for child care. Child care is key to helping these parents. It's also central to low income parents' ability to engage in job training or to go to school. Due to inadequate funding, today, just 1 in 6 children who qualify for child care assistance because their caretakers have low or moderate incomes receive it. One in six children who qualify for child care assistance receive it. Only one in six. Because the funding for child care has been kept unnecessarily low. Even though millions of children and struggling working families receive no child care assistance, the budget provides funding for the Child Care and Development Block Grant at just $150 million above the 2017 level. Not only that, but even though the budget addendum was designed to reflect the budget agreement Congress had just reached, it failed to incorporate the agreement's explicit commitment to double CCDBG, Child Care and Development Block Grant, Child Care and Development Block Grant, CCDBG. The budget that Congress reached, led by the Republicans, failed to incorporate the agreement's explicit commitment to double CCDBG funding to $5.8 billion in 2019. Funds that are needed both to help states meet the new quality standards that Congress set in the bipartisan 2014 child care reauthorization legislation and to expand access to more children and their families. Again, because the budget calls for sharp cuts in non-defense funding after 2019, it would likely mean that investments in CCDBG would fall substantially in years after 2019 under the budget plan. But wait, there's more. There are deep cuts to more programs that help low-income families, low-income working families, afford just the basics. Deep cuts. These programs are helping low-income working families afford the basics. And President Trump has proposed deep cuts to these programs. Isn't it interesting that while Congress and the president, while the Republicans in Congress and President Trump came up with a plan that makes, that just puts much more money into the accounts of the wealthy, they made sure that that budget also took more money, took much money away from those who need assistance the most. Proposed cuts in SNAP, proposed cuts in housing assistance, proposed cuts in Medicaid would make it harder for millions of families to afford food and rent and leave millions of Americans without health insurance. Think about it now. We are already hearing about and have been hearing for years about how difficult it is for low-income families to make it. We've been hearing stories for years about the miserable experience of trying to pay for food and pay for rent and pay for medications and always having to sacrifice something, sacrifice food, go without necessary medications. With the current levels and President Trump has proposed making deep cuts to the programs that are just barely helping these families get by now.